Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, social networking world, ready or not, we bring to you Socially Yours, featuring Jamil Wilborn. Socially Yours is a show that shows you how to monetize social media for your business. Socially Yours airs 12 noon Eastern Time with your host, Jamil Wilborn, brought to you live by BGE Radio.
Hello, 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 social media world. This is Jay.
Hey, what's up, media world?
I'm trying to ramp Ross up, y'all. He's going to catch up. But we just wanted to come to you today and share a bit of wisdom with you. But first, we wanted to address some things. We want to say thank you to BGE Radio, featured and powered by Blog Talk Radio, for having us on their network. And we just want to thank you, our listeners, for listening to our broadcast and for participating and listening every month. And we want to thank you. We do not take that lightly. Right, Ross?
Surely don't. We appreciate every single one of our listeners.
Awesome. But first, I wanted to address some things I saw in the social media world. And Ross, did you see that article about Facebook being subpoenaed to give up documents for a court case?
Yes, I have seen that the government is pressuring Facebook to give up personal data of people that they suspect might be involved in terrorism.
Well, but you know what's so crazy? They're doing it. They're actually, well, I mean, they have no choice because there's a court order, but you know what? It's kind of like what we've been saying about what you put out on social media. You have to be very careful about what you say and what you do, because even though it might be a joke and you might be taking seriously later on down the line, right?
Exactly. You have to be careful and, you know, don't post stuff that you don't want the whole world to know about you for the rest of your life on Facebook, please.
And that kind of goes into the segue of what we're going to be talking about today. We have the wonderful Australian Twitter guru, Keith Keller, on the line. And he's going to share a little bit of knowledge about Twitter. But before we get into anything regarding social media, I want to introduce Keith Keller. And I want him to give a little bit of background of who he is. Keith, can you say hello to our social media world out there?
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia. You know, it's already tomorrow. Here, we're already a whole day ahead.
That is so cool. And, you know, that's why I love technology. You are all the way in Melbourne, Australia. What is the weather like there today?
Yeah. Well, it's our winter. There's a reason why they call Down Under, Down Under. We are upside down. Now, we wear shorts and thongs and singlets on Christmas. I've never had a white Christmas. I've never seen snow anywhere near Christmas time. It's sort of cool, but it's winter. So we're in our reflective period. You're in the upbeat hot period, yeah?
Yes.
We're exactly the opposite in every respect. Now we're a day ahead, we're upside down. That's why they have that great song, isn't it? Down Under. I come from the land down under.
Yes, and besides the wonderful crazy weather going on there, your accent is like phenomenal. I love it.
Yeah, it's very much a character of our sort of country, isn't it? We speak in a very funny way, don't we?
I wouldn't call it funny. I guess in retrospect, we talk funny to you, right?
Well, yeah, it's all different. I love the southern accent. The southern accent really cracks me up. That's love. But the global stuff really is the interesting story, isn't it? You know, you guys are in the US, and you are probably not that far from each other relatively. It takes me 16 hours nonstop in the air to get to your location. I mean, it's just phenomenal.
It is, and that's why I love technology. And speaking of which, I heard a little rumor, Keith, if Twitter and Google hooked up and had a love child, it would be you.
You know, I love that phrase. That was actually from a good friend of mine, Casey Chambers, who's a very popular singer here in Australia and also in America, country singer. And I was helping her with some of her Twitter campaigns, and she says, Keith, you just get this, you know. You're inside, you live in the machine. And she said to me once, you know, Google and Twitter hooked up and had a baby, I reckon you'd be the result. get it. I dig it. I do it all day.
So how long have you been actually at the forefront of Twitter? Did you start immediately as soon as Twitter launched, or did you have to, like, take a period to do your due diligence and get started?
That's a good question. I think the ultimate answer there is that I've been doing Twitter 10 hours a day for the last 3 years, because someone recently called me, I don't know if you've heard this phrase, the 10,000-hour expert. There's a particular paradigm in the business world that once you've done something for about 10,000 hours, you can officially call yourself an expert. And I worked out that, yes, I have been doing Twitter at least 3 years for 10 hours a day. You know, I don't spend all day every day on Twitter, but I'm always trying new things. So I spend 10 hours a day talking to clients, trying new technologies, working out what sites to try, which ones work, which ones don't. At the moment, I'm playing around with some Kickstarter crowdfunding ideas. So I'm doing a case study on crowdfunding. So I just spend hours a day trying the different ones, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, and also one here called Possible. And I work out if it works or not. And then if it does work, I share that. If it doesn't, it's just a, you know, it's a waste of time and no one gets to hear about it. So I've been doing it at least 3 years. But I actually started Twitter probably in 2008. Twitter officially started in 2006. The inspiration for Twitter was the radio show on Blog Talk Radio, which is, I love Blog Talk Radio. Isn't it such a great format?
It is. It is. It's a great format to get your business out there, to talk to wonderful people like yourself. I mean, it really, really is. And if you just tuned in, today we have Keith Keller from Melbourne, Australia. He is the Twitter guru. He is in the top 1% globally of Twitter experts. So you might want to pay attention. Get a pen and paper and take notes, because, you know, note takers are leaders.
Keith, did you, like, launch a website initially to help other people get informed on how to use Twitter for their business?
Yeah, that's a good question. Someone recently, well, about 2 years ago, said, Keith, because my name is Keith Keller, KK, why don't you start this little kooky website called Crack the Code with Keith Keller? I thought, oh, that's pretty clever. So I went and did actually create a website, crackthetwittercode.com, because I was constantly getting asked questions, well, you know, what's a hashtag and what's a list and how do I get more followers and what does this mean and how come this happened? So I just devised this little 90-minute coaching session by Skype, and I'm very proud to say I've got clients all over the world, you know, Las Vegas, Paris, London, Amsterdam, Switzerland. It's unbelievable. People ask me, well, you know, what's going on with Twitter? So I did actually create a website for that, crackthetwittercode.com. And all my stuff is there. I've got a free ebook, and I've got, you know, heaps and heaps of podcasts. I've been interviewed all over the world. I've got all these different coaching sessions and lots of freebies, yeah?
I love freebies.
Thank you for tuning in to Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Today we have Keith Keller, resident expert in social media from Australia, and he resides on the cutting edge of social media globally.
You know, I want to share this really cool model in the business world. I don't know if you've heard this paradigm. I call this entree, main course, dessert. This is my idea. So my entree is, well, okay, I've been interviewed all over the world. You can have those for nothing. Now, you can listen to all my interviews for free. I've got a free ebook. You can have that for free because you don't really know who I am. You've never heard of me. I live in Melbourne, Australia. You don't know if I'm any good. So I'm going to give you a lot of what I do for free so that you'll trust me. I call that my entree menu. Then my main course is my coaching. If you really get this, if you really dig this, then, you know, I can do some coaching. I do it in two ways. I've got videos now. I've got a whole series of videos for actors called Actors Tweet. I'm very proud of this product. And it's very inexpensive. So if you've read the ebook and you've had a listen to some of the podcasts and you think, you know, I want more. I want to get more. There's an entry-level product. It's, you know, the ActorsTweet.com and TwitterForRadio.com. I've got these products that are on video. And then my dessert menu is, you know, well, if you really dig it and you want me to ring you, well, I'll ring you. But, you know, then you're paying for me at a premium rate because you're paying for my time, me. And there's only one of me, and I can only do so many coaching sessions a day. So I have these three models, and it's a very good model for the business world. In the social space, and remember, this is the new paradigm for social, you know, business. No one wants to hear you blasting all day about yourself. Blah, 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 buy my stuff. Bang, 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 bang.
Can you repeat that for us, please, Keith? I don't think they get that. Can you repeat that one more time?
Bang, bang, bang.
I'll wrap it up in 5 words for you. I want you to write this on a T-shirt. This is social media 101 in 5 words. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
You ready, Rob?
Hell yeah.
Give, 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 then ask.
That's simple and to the point.
Because, you know, in the social media space, this is not TV. This is not me sitting in front of a TV watching The Voice and then some ad for Pizza Hut comes on. You know? It's not me sitting in front of the TV expecting that some glorious ad for a car company is going to come on and just blast some loud music at me for 20 seconds. This is a social experiment. I'm connecting with you because you're a nice person and we share information, and then if I really get your stuff, I'll buy your book. Or I'll ring you and I'll pay you for some coaching. Or I'll come to your house and you can do my nails or my hair or my makeup. Or I'll come to your concert. But the experiment starts with friendship and honest, open relationships. Not, hey, here I am. Buy me. Get this. First session free. First chapter free. Buy me. Get this. Come now. I mean, you get sick of that, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
It's radical thinking.
Well, it's radically simple. Basically,
right.
It's like a virtual handshake.
Yeah, I like that. You know, we're going to talk today about Twitter. And everything that I talk about maps over this, you know, this entree main course idea that I have lots and lots and lots of freebies. But, of course, I can't pay my mortgage if I just give everything away. I can't pay my mortgage. So obviously at some stage I've got to progress towards charging people. So you know, that paradigm of when do I charge and when do I give away stuff for free is the experiment that we call social media. If you blast people too soon and expect them to buy straight away, you'll turn them off. If you wait too long, you'll never get paid. So the actual really glorious journey with social media is finding that balance between saying, well, here's an interview with me being interviewed in America. Look at this. Isn't this cool? Have that one. That's free. And here's my ebook. I'm using this as an example for what other businesses can do because this is a very dominant business idea. Here's my ebook. Everything I know is there. If you like it, just read that and that'll be enough. But if you're really, really, really interested, I'll ring you and then let's have a chat. So this is completely the opposite of advertising in the radio and TV and in print. It's a totally different idea. It's not passive. You know, I sit down at a cafe and read the paper, and on page three, there's an ad for a car. Or there's an ad for, you know, the latest Bon Jovi concert. That's just passive marketing, yeah? Totally different story. Ads cost buckets of money. You'd know this, yeah, Ross? You'd know how much this stuff costs. Buckets of money.
Yep.
Thousands.
Yep, tens of thousands.
And they do work, so I'm not disparaging that model. They do work. But social media is the opposite. You're not spending as much money, but you're spending time on building quality relationships with your followers and the people that engage with you. It's a really exciting time in the world, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And Keith, I'd like to interject and say you are very approachable. You meet a lot of people on Twitter and you're like, are they a robot? Are they legit? Can I actually have a conversation with them? Or do they have an RSS feed set up just spewing stuff? Are they going to interact with this? And I know when I reached out to you, you responded, and that to me speaks volume.
Yeah, it's very important, isn't it?
It is, because out of that, we have a relationship. I did trust you because you took time out to sit with me on the telephone, on Skype, and explain some things to me that I didn't even know about. So, yes, that is huge.
Do you think people find this stuff a bit of a challenge?
Yes, I think that they do. I think they find it very overwhelming. It's that thing, Keith, when people are scared of something, they don't understand it.
Yeah.
They want to poke it and prod it and chase it and kill it instead of trying to understand it on the level that where they are. And thank you for tuning into Socially Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. And myself, Jay Wilborn.
And Ross B.
That's Ross the Boss, y'all. If y'all didn't know, he's just really quiet. But anyway, thank you for tuning in. We have Keith Keller. He is in the top 1% nationally of Twitter social media experts. How amazing is that? That he agreed to come and interview with us, Ross. How awesome is
that? Yeah, actually, he's top 1% globally. Yeah, he's big time.
Oh, wow. See? That's why he's on the show, y'all, because he keeps me honest.
Recently, I've been thinking a lot about this, and I do believe, this is a very fundamental belief, you always have the option to do nothing. There is no pressure, certainly from me, that you have to get Twitter. So if it really does scare you, you might put it away for a while. But the reason I love it is because I come at Twitter with a very positive attitude, and I have created miracles, you know. There are some stories I can tell you that'll blow your head apart. I mean, we haven't chatted for a year. I've been doing this a long time, and I have had some stories that'll just absolutely vindicate the whole social media movement, because we create these enormous global stories on the other side of the world by being open to them. But it has to come from an openness from within to say, actually, I'll have a go at this, you know. You create some softness, and that softness creates some momentum. But if you're forcing Twitter because you think you have to do it, just put it away for a while and come back to it when you get it and you dig it. And it is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And on that note, if you're just tuning in to Socially Yours, we are talking to the love child of Twitter and Google, Keith Keller. He is breaking down the stigma of Twitter and how to use it for business, and that you shouldn't be afraid of it.
Speaking about business, Keith, and a lot of people not being aware of how Twitter can positively affect their business, can you explain to our listening audience some ways on how you measure success on Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, that's actually a very good question. A lot of people would probably measure their success based on how many followers they have. That's probably the least useful measurement, because it often leads to stress. There is an unbelievable site, Tweet Reach, TweetReach.com. Now, what that measures is how many people saw your tweets or had the potential to see your tweets. How many people floating around in the world of Twitter had the opportunity to see your tweets float by them? A little bit like the same story as sitting in a coffee shop reading the paper with the Bon Jovi concert on page 3. How many people read, you know, the paper in your town? It's a bit like that calculation, tweetreach.com. So all you do is you type in your name, your Twitter handle, or a hashtag you're using, and I'll get to what hashtags mean in a minute. You type in a word, and it'll tell you how many people saw those tweets that day. Unbelievable. Like, I have 31,000 followers. That's the number. On one particular day, about a month ago, because a couple of my friends really liked what I was tweeting, 3 million people saw my tweet. Now, isn't that exciting?
Wow. That's making me grin from ear to ear.
So, I mean, imagine, Ross, how much would that cost to do a print advertising or a TV advertising campaign to reach 3 million people? Maybe
$100,000. Probably about
$150. I don't know. Yeah, so amazing. I'll give you a very clear model about how I measured this from the point of view of a different story. I have 30,000 followers, and when I tweet things, potentially 30,000 people get it. They're not all awake. Some of them are asleep. Some of them have got their phones off. Some of them have, you know, haven't been using Twitter for a while, but I've got potentially 30,000 people, the exact same amount, if you like, of people that buy the paper. Not everyone reads straight page 3. Some people buy the paper and have it delivered to their house and they never read it, or they skip the ads, but it's a number. You can, you know, newspapers can tell you how many people read their paper, and they use those to determine how much they charge.
Right.
Like, I can tell you for sure that on the day of The Voice last year, the grand final of The Voice last year, 3 million people saw the winner sing her song. So obviously the TV station is going to leverage that and say 3 million people watched The Voice on da-da-da-da-da. And if you want to advertise on The Voice next year, it's going to cost you $150,000 a minute, whatever they charge. I mean, it's a phenomenal amount. It might be $10,000, but still, it's a lot of money for small business, isn't it?
It's totally too expensive for a startup. We're going to take a quick break. We have Keith Keller on the line. We have to pay some bills. Thank you for listening to Socially Yours with Jay Mill and Ross the Boss and Mr. Keith Keller. We'll be right back.
Social media is not as fast and is becoming increasingly more popular. Social media is the new paradigm for advertising and marketing. Social media is 24/7 and ever-changing. Whether you are a novice, intermediate, or advanced, there's always something to be learned. Are you getting the ROI that you expect? Do you not have time to manage your social media networks? Do you know the strategies to effectively attract followers? Do you know how to effectively set up and use autoresponders? Jay can show you how to manage your social media on a platform and much more at Social Media.
Do you need new customers but are struggling to get them? Are you stumbling through your business with no real strategy? If so, Cassius Blue Consulting can help. Working with Cassius Blue, there is no 12-step program and no magic formula. You receive personalized consulting specific to your marketing, sales, and business strategy needs. Visit CassiusBlueConsulting.com or call 678-590-5952 to learn how we can take your business from startup to success.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Yo, where'd you help?
Yo, what up, this is Cisco.
Yo, this is Jazz.
And this is Nokio, the entity.
Yo, what up? This is Teo.
We are personally inviting you to be part of Urban Hangover 2 in Las Vegas. You got to be there. We're going to be performing all our hit records. Our boy Dwelle and Slick Rick are going to be there to make the show even crazier. It's going to be super grown and sexy. You need to be there. If you've been to Vegas, you know how it is in Vegas. If you haven't been, this is your time to come. You can register for the Vegas adventure at www.urbanhangover.com. And remember, what happens in Vegas never happened. Be there.
So by now you've probably heard of this place called Google Plus. It's made by a company you might be familiar with called Google. And if Google is important to your business, you probably ought to check it out. A phenomenal video chat tool inside of it called Hangouts. I help people learn Hangouts every day. I am Ronnie Binser. And my website's called thehangouthelper.com. Come check it out. And also listen in at Build, Grow, and Enjoy, because Hangouts are magical.
Ever wish you could make a full-time income in your spare time? Well, it's never been easier. Learn today how to buy iPhones and sell them for quick cash with my program. I will show you all of the tips and tricks that you need to know to win big. Visit iPhoneFlipping.com today and learn how to make a ton of cash. Don't wait.
Don't wait. Don't wait.
This is an exclusive offer. Visit www.iPhoneFlipping.com today.
Las Vegas, get ready. Get ready for one of the hottest concerts of the summer. Summer Soul on the Strip. Hip-hop legend Slick Rick, R&B sensation Drew Hill, featuring Cisco and neo-soul artist Dwelle. Friday, July 26th at Planet Hollywood, Las Vegas. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and the Planet Hollywood box office. Don't miss Summer Soul on the Strip. Friday, July 26th at Planet Hollywood. Drew Hill, Slick Rick, and Dwelle. Summer Soul on the Strip. Be there.
Okay, we're back. Thanks again for listening to Socially Yours with J. Mill Wilborn, Ross the Boss, and Keith Keller from Melbourne, Australia.
So you had made mention of a free ebook that you have out there. Can we talk a little bit about that and how our listeners can get it to help monetize their business?
I really do believe in the idea of offering something to, as a trust builder. Or a buzz builder, as I call it, So on my website, which is keithkeller.com.au, and don't skip the AU because there's already a keithkeller.com, which is not me. So keithkeller.com.au, AU stands for Australia. I've actually got a free ebook about Twitter. It's about 20 pages, and it's really quite clever. It's called Twitter Marketing for Creative Soul, and it's in the top right-hand corner of my website as an introduction to Twitter, but also as an introduction to me. And I really do believe that this is a very dominant business mindset for online marketing. You've got to give something away for free so that people understand that you're trustworthy, that you know your subject, and it's a way of introducing people to your work, yeah? And that's my offering. It's a free ebook, 20 pages, lots of good stuff there. A lot of what I know is there, and that probably may be enough for some people. The goal is that if you need to know more, then I've got more, depending on what you need, yeah?
Yes, and then, Keith, that's when they call you and get the entree and the dessert, the main dish and the dessert, right?
Yes, the entree, main course, dessert.
So, Keith, do you have, like, a ratio that you practice within your business model as far as how much free content you give versus paid content?
Well, yeah, that's actually a very good question. I must admit, my wife calls me Florence Nightingale because I give way too much away. I can't help it. I just can't help it. I probably give too much away. But there is a dominant paradigm in the tweeting world, which we call 80-20, which is 4 out of 5 times you should be tweeting material that's not yours, that's not about you, that has nothing to do with selling stuff. 4 times you might tweet an article about mobile marketing or email marketing or Twitter marketing or a really cool video on YouTube, video from a friend who's just got a band or whatever. And then once a day or once or twice a day, then you say, and by the way, just to let you know, this is what I do. If you want to know more, go here. So that's a good ratio to start with, 4 out of 5. So 20% of the time you should be selling, 80% of the time you should be sharing. Now, this is very hard for people to get. It's so counterintuitive for the business mind. What do you mean I'm going to give away 4 out of 5 for nothing? I mean, that's a silly model. As I said, this is not print marketing. This is not TV. This is social or social. How do you say it? Social. This is social media. The key component to social media is social. That's the key component.
It is.
I was thinking there's this really great phrase, and that is people like to do business with people that they like. And if they've never heard of you, how are they ever going to hear about you if your only introduction to the subject is, well, I know heaps about this, but you're going to have to pay me to find anything out. I mean, it's just stupid, isn't it?
It is.
We have some of our listeners that are dinosaurs, Keith. And when I say dinosaurs, I mean they are technically deficient. So as far as when you're talking about, okay, 80-20 and you want to do 4 out of 5 tweets that are sharing information, people are like, where am I going to get this information to share? So is there a direct correlation as far as with blog sites and, you know, sharing this stuff out?
Yeah, there is. After a time, you'll find your own source. This will happen naturally. After you've been doing this a few weeks, you'll find sites that you really like, and you'll find that it'll be very, very easy for you to find content that's relevant to sharing. But there is an amazing site. This is probably one of my favorite sites on the internet. A completely free service, which might be fascinating to you, Ross, or it might be the enemy. But it's a free digital newspaper. It's called Paperly, Paper.li. It's in Switzerland. What it does is you set up a free paper like the Keith Keller Daily. It comes out every day and it's got your name on it. And then you tell the website or the site 25 favorite subjects that you're interested in. Now, I want to tweet about fashion, music, about The Voice, X Factor. I want to tweet about modeling, what's happening in LA, what's happening in Melbourne. And basically, it actually, once a day, it just scours the internet and finds all of the sites that relate to that, and it makes it into a newspaper. And it's completely free.
My brain just exploded.
Too much. That is
Have you heard
awesome.
Of this, Jeff?
Yes, I have.
This is a free site that people can do right at this second. It takes about 10 seconds to set up. So it's paper.li, and once a day it will send you an email to say your new Paperly has come out, and here's 10 articles about the things that you're interested in. I mean, it's such a cool thing. It comes to you, but once it's set up, it happens automatically. And then you read your newspaper once a day and you go, well, there's a really cool article about, you know, a gig that's happening in Toronto tomorrow. And I've got friends in Toronto, so I might tweet that. And then there's a really cool article about a YouTube video for the Dude in Space, the David Bowie song with the Canadian astronaut. Well, that's had about 15 million views already. And that's funny, so I'll tweet that. And suddenly, within 10 minutes, you've done 4 tweets and you're off. And you can go and live your life and walk the dog and take the kids to school. It's no time. It's very time efficient. This is what we want, isn't it? We want things that are time efficient, yeah?
Yes, yes. I believe that's what a lot of entrepreneurs and business people, they look at social media as being such a task. And if we can make it easier for them, so be it.
And just on another side note, we have a lot of people that are looking to improve and do self-improvement as well when they're starting their business. So there's a book. It's called Emotional Intelligence 2.0, and I just had to drop this book into the equation because it actually helps with being more socially aware, being more self-aware, and being able to engage with people. And that's a good book to be able to have as a resource. So,
okay, that's great. Well, I think it's important that we share a lot of these resources because, you know, we are time poor. And as I said, it's always important to remember there is always the option to do nothing. So if you're on overwhelm and you're already busy, then you could always sit in your space and say, well, look, I don't need to do anything. I'm all right. There is always that option. I never, ever, ever force people to do things. But there will come a day one day when you wake up and you go, you know, I want to have a go. Or everyone else is doing it, I better get used to it. You know, there comes a time when you want to at least have a play. And so by sharing these great resources, you're giving people a chance to say, well, here's something I can try today. Paperly, that doesn't sound too hard. I might have a go at that. Or, you know, Twitter doesn't sound too hard. Maybe I will try it. And if anyone wants to see my particular Paperly, because I love Paperly, I have created a Paperly called Twitter Marketing for Creative Souls. It's exactly the same name as my free ebook. And I went and even bought a URL for that, Twitter for Creatives, the numeral 4. I always use the numeral 4 instead of F-O-R. So twitterforcreatives.com. And, you know, this is a way of getting used to the idea of what a Paperly could look like. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, so I've mucked around with it a bit, but it comes out every day, and it's got my name on it, and it's got my free ebook there in the corner, and it's just this awesome site that costs nothing.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Keith Keller. He is regarded as the top 1% of Twitter influencers. How amazing is that? He's actually sharing his knowledge and his expertise with us here today on Socially Yours, powered by Blog Talk Radio of BGE Radio. So, Keith, you were telling us more about your ebooks and giving away resources and knowledge and sharing content of other people, 4 out of 5, 20, 80. Is there some no-nos that you should not do on Twitter?
I really, really want you to play this idea out. I know it sounds weird, and for some people on the call, it'll just be too weird to even bother. But Twitter is not for selling. Twitter is for sharing and building trust. It's what I call the buzz builder. You know, you can sell, you know, via email marketing, or you can sell by getting people into the shop, or you can sell by getting people to ring you. But selling on Twitter is really offensive. You know, so this is a very dominant idea to get your head around. Be a resource, not a salesperson. And a lot of people will say to me, well, what's the point, Keith? I mean, if I can't sell stuff, why should I bother? And I say to them, there's always the option to do nothing. If your business is going 100% well and you've got stacks of sales and you don't need people to come into the shop, then don't. Do it. Concentrate on that. The new mindset around attracting people is building trust, and social media is part of that experiment. What are your thoughts on this, Jay and Ross, about the idea of sharing as opposed to selling? Is it a really difficult concept for people to get?
I think that Western culture is pretty much just instant gratification. So when you tell people that they have to take their time to build something up, it's frowned upon. But, you know, when you are trying to build a brand, I mean, that's what you have to do. You have to plan it all out and be strategic. So I think it's necessary when you're in business. You just have to think long term.
Would you agree with that, this idea that it's important to think long term when you have a social strategy, that it's not instant gratification, that you set up a Twitter account on Monday and people are buying your stuff on Tuesday?
I think if you're going to do social media, you need to definitely get that out of your mindset, because it's not going to happen, not overnight. It will happen eventually if you're consistent and you are real to the game. Like, you can't go on there, like you said, and sell. If you go to a networking function and you're handing out your business cards, you still take the time to introduce yourself. Tell people who you are, not what you do, but who you are as a person. That, I mean, it's just innate in us. So I think when they get on the computer, because they're hiding behind the computer, that all goes out the door. So, no, I completely agree with Ross when he says they have a stigma about giving stuff away, because we are a society of, we have a fast food mentality about everything. So I think that's why a lot of people get discouraged about social media, because you do have to take some time and build it. If you build it, they will come.
It's true. And what Ross was alluding to there is a study that I recently heard from Brian Solis, S-O-L-I-S, and he said that in reality it takes about 6 to 12 months to build up a substantial social media footprint from a standing start. And that's a very, very important stat to know, because if you really expect that you can start a social media presence, you know, on the 1st of June, and that by the 1st of July you've got this thriving business, this passive income model, it just won't happen. I mean, I can tell you right now, just don't do it from that point of view, and I'll save you all this trouble. It's a long-term strategy.
It is the truth, Keith. And I tell my clients when they first come into social media to not even bother sharing their business, to take the time out to cultivate relationships. Find a hashtag that you are passionate about, and go with it. Establish a relationship that way before you start tweeting about your business or discussing about your business. I mean, even sharing information about your own business from somebody else. I always tell them to do that. That way they can get the hang of it.
Yeah. Are we on the money, Ross? What are you thinking?
That's
some of this banter?
Yeah, that's two for the money. We're right on point.
Yeah.
I totally agree. I think that with all the information we're talking about as far as strategy, branding, and building up just a whole different paradigm of being able to share, we need to bring and hone all that back in into how entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs can use social media to help build and co-brand our businesses together.
Yeah, absolutely. Geez, that's clever.
I think it's very clever. I have loved talking to you. Oh, my God, I could talk to you all day, Keith. That's when I get sucked in, when I talk to you. First of all, your wonderful accent, and then that you're such a plethora and a wealth of information when it comes to Twitter. I definitely will have to have you back, maybe do a segment on our show going forward.
Yeah.
But wonderful information.
We used to do a show on Blog Talk Radio, and we had this segment once a week or once a month called Tips from the Twitterverse. I wonder whether we could do sort of a monthly, you know, we could have this little pigs in space type of glorious sound that comes on and says, okay, well, here's our monthly tip from the global dude.
Yes.
There's a lot to share, and we'll just break it down. So we've started the process today. Now, we've got people started on it, and if, as you said, I've got the free ebook, and I'm very happy to share that forever and ever. And then if people need to know more, I can coach them, or I've got videos out, or I've got, you know, free interviews. I've got so much stuff.
And that's a great segue to telling them how they can get in contact with you, Keith.
Okay. So first things first, keithkeller.com.au. That's my main website, and everything is there. Everything is there on that site. I do have two video products which I'm very excited about. They're very low cost. So Twitter for the numeral 4 presenters.com is 3 30-minute videos. I'm very excited about this. 3 30-minute videos, and I've decided, just to make it affordable, that I've priced that at $9.95 a month, Or if you want to buy it outright, it's $97. It's just $97 and you can keep it forever. Or $9.95 a month and you just stay with the program as long as it's useful, and then as soon as you find that you've learnt everything, you can unsubscribe. You know, so you might be with the program 3 to 4 months and then you think, well, okay, that's cost me $40 and now I know everything there is to know about Twitter and now I'm off on my merry way. But if you really, really want to do coaching and you think, you know, you'd rather have a chat, I do have a one-on-one coaching program, which I call Crack the Twitter Code. It's almost exactly the same as the videos, except that it's personalized to your situation. Instead of watching the video that tells you the generic stuff about Twitter, I'll drill down and say, well, okay, you have a pizza shop in Des Moines. How am I going to help you with that? Or you have an album coming out and you're doing, you know, a US tour. How can I help you with that? I'll actually use my Twitter wisdom with your specific knowledge. And that particular website is crackthetwittercode.com. So I've got everything. I've got free stuff, I've got videos, and I've got coaching. And we wrap that up in that glorious paradigm there. Entree, main course, dessert. Or they can find me on Twitter. Twitter.com/KeithKeller, KEITHKELLER, or at the at symbol Keith Keller. And I realize there's a lot of newbies, a lot of people that are absolutely fresh to Twitter, so I've tried to keep the language really basic, because Twitter is a planet. There's 500 million people on Twitter, and we're doing it. There's 20% of Americans doing Twitter every day, you know that? This is an important stat to know if your dominant listening audience is in North America. 20% of people on Twitter use it every day.
That's crazy.
And people, there's 500 million of them. Just imagine that target market if you can really get clever.
Yeah, and people are on there every day looking for the next big thing. You could be the next big thing. Listening audience, go and visit his website, educate yourself, and go on and get your brand started on Twitter.
And if you didn't catch any of that, you can definitely go to buildgrowandenjoy.com. It will be on there. Keith, it has been wonderful speaking to you again. I am so glad that I took the initiative to get to know you. You are a wonderful person, and you are a wealth of information when it comes to Twitter. Thank you so much for taking the time and interviewing with Socially Yours, with myself and Ross Dixon. And before we close out, I have to ask you one question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is one thing no one else knows about you?
Wow. What's one thing that nobody knows about you, and in brackets, that I want to share?
Yes, in brackets, what you're willing to share.
Is that in the 80s and 90s, I used to be a headbanger. I used to play keyboards in a heavy metal band, and I wrote my own songs. And, you know, in 1993, I wrote this song called Make a Difference Today. A really positive, inspiring song. Yeah, I did. And I recorded it. And, you know, we put it out as a single, if you like. And it's a really powerful, inspiring song. But it's got heavy guitar and a lead break and that sort of Bon Jovi anthemic sort of LA glam rock sound. But if you want to get your head around the song, imagine Bon Jovi doing a gig to the Dalai Lama.
There's a way.
He's not, you know, Bon Jovi singing this song to the Dalai Lama. Positive.
This is the Dalai Lama.
You know, the lyrics are, the lyrics are, you know, make a difference today, even if only in a small way. Soon you'll realize you are not alone. Make a difference today, even if only in a small way. The life you change will be your own. I wrote that!
Wow. I love it, Keith.
And probably nobody knows that.
But that's awesome. I think that's a great way to end our show, because definitely that is what Twitter is about. Taking baby steps, making a difference today to change your tomorrow. Thank you so much, Keith, for doing this with us. And for those of you that are loyal listeners, thank you so much for listening to Socially Yours. Today we had Keith Keller, the Australian Down Under Twitter guru. He is in the top 1% of Twitter influencers. How special am I to be able to interview such a wonderful person? But don't let this be the last time you listen to us. Please tune in next time when we will have Joe Barnes. She's a phenomenal online marketer. The creator of JoeBarnesOnline.com. She has a valuable blog that covers social media marketing and online money-making tips. Money-making. We're all interested in making money for our businesses. You have to tune in to listen to the world-famous Joe Barnes. Until next time, this is Jay.
And this is Rob.
And we're socially yours. Bye.
We would like to thank you for joining in to Socially Yours. Please tune in next time to Socially Yours with your host, Jamie Wilborn. Socially Yours is brought to you by CGE Radio. Sound and audio by Unorthodox Music. Be sure to tune in next time to Socially Yours with your host.